Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 22, 17 and 18. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. In the early 1960s, my family and I lived in the city of Sasebo on the island of Kyushu, Japan, where I served as the U.S. Navy's engineering officer. Under my authority served a group of Japanese engineers. My assistant was Mr. Kikitsugi, whom I called Kikitsugi-san. He was an experienced engineer of about 45 years, and I was just a young officer at his second duty station, still somewhat wet behind the ears. It was the custom of Kikitsugi-san to be at his desk when I arrived each morning. He would quickly come into my office after I was seated, stand at attention in front of me and position his arms in a precise way, then click his heels together and sharply bow before me. His precision included making sure that the depth of his bow was appropriate to my position. He would say crisply, "Good morning, Mr. Opager." I would rise and stand at attention and return a bow to him. However, I, in observance of the Japanese custom, would make sure that my bow was not as deep as his. I would say, "Ohayo gozaimasu, Kikitsugi-san." After passing some pleasantries of the day, he would return to his office to diligently engage in the day's business. This was a daily occurrence for the 2 years that I was his supervisor. Mr. Kikitsugi never neglected this, and by bowing, he daily reinforced that his duty was to bow down his ear to my instructions. Bowing is an important part of the Japanese culture, and it reveals an understanding of authority that is largely missed today. By the simple act of bowing, both he and I recognized and honored the lines of established authority. He knew who was in charge, and by his bow he yielded to that knowledge. I knew his bow was more than just a tradition, because his daily acts of loyalty and devotion were revealed. Even though I was 20 years his junior, he bowed his ear and heard and applied my directions. He recognized that I had been given authority to perform the engineering duties for the facility that served fighting ships of the world's most powerful navy. He knew that orders from me were properly constituted orders and that I had the authority to command him. His obedience instilled in me the desire to be careful in my directions because I knew he would carry out any commands given. The responsibility of authority requires carefulness and prudence in its use, for authority requires obedience to commands given. Kikitsugi-san taught me this by his yielding bow. He was a man who worshipped false gods, as evident by the altar I viewed in his house, but he knew and honored authority. Bowing himself to me, he bowed his ear to my sayings. He lived our proverb for today in a worldly sense. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Like Kikitsugi-san, this proverb reminds us to daily yield our ear to the hearing of the words of the wise and apply our hearts to those words. As Kikitsugi-san came to me each morning and bowed in submission, we are to come before the Word of God, bowing our ear before Him and yielding ourselves to its authority. We are to recognize on a daily basis the authority of the Word of God over us and then go about our business applying that Word as we serve. In other words, we are not only to be people of faith abiding in the Word, but we are to be a people practicing the Word of God. Proverbs 22:18 promises, "It is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips." Notice the condition that is given here. The words of the wise are pleasant only if they are kept within. This speaks of the words of the wise abiding in the Christian's life. Why is this a pleasant thing? Because only by keeping the word in you will you bear the fruit of the Spirit. By abiding in the Word of God and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, your lips will be properly fitted to speak words that conform to Jesus Christ. God alone must perform this operation on the lips if they are to be fit to serve Him. This operation can only be performed by the Spirit of God as the words of the wise are kept within. The lips are fitted in direct proportion to the degree of keeping the words within. What a striking reminder from God's holy word.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.